kind of past pre- I don't know what I'm saying here. You might need to cut this. Let's do this again. Sorry.
You love giving me more work. Welcome to 30-something Gamers, Season 2, Episode 18. In today's episode, we'll be seeing what boxes we've been playing in the last week. Then we'll move on to the sexiest themed trivia in the whole of podcasting. After that, we're going to finish off our console rankings. Some of you have been shouting us in the comments of where we've been putting our consoles, but we're going to finish it now, tell you what the best console is, the worst console is, and all your favourites in the middle, so you can go on the internet and do what the internet was made for, shout at us, and then after that, we will finish off with our fabulous, amazing, boxy-endorsed video game busters. How does that sound to you, young Artie of Boxhood?
Yeah, I've got no clue on the Rockbuster this week, so I'm just going to surrender to that one. But yeah, that sounds good. No review. You're not going to make a U-turn on the old review plea again?
No. I'll tell you what it is. The next review plea will come when we hit 50 reviews, right? We're on 31. We're 19 away. So I'll see you on the centenary episode.
Sounds good. And to be fair, we are averaging higher than that on views. So there are people out there who haven't reviewed yet. So
yeah. We've got more people listen than review it. It's maybe they think it's shit.
Maybe, so, but they keep listening just to fuel their hatred of us.
Yes, yeah.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever like watch something which really irritates you and upsets you, but you just can't detach from it?
No, I find it hard. Like, do you know what I hate watching in any media or playing? Do you know when there's like a smarmy, like let's say you're watching what's the police show with all the bent coppers?
Line of Duty.
The Line of Duty. You know when you're watching Line of Duty and there's someone you know was the bad guy, and then they're having a conversation with everyone, like saying, "Oh, it was him," and the wrong person's getting stitched up. It hurts us inside. I don't know why I'm like, no, he's not. Like, I will shout at a screen, go like, he's not. It's him. It really hurts us to see injustice. So I don't like watching people I hate. Honestly, don't.
I'm like it with stand-up, like comedy. Like, if I don't find something funny, I will religiously watch it to try and find what people think is so good about it. Especially like shit like Mrs. Brown's Boys. Like, one of the most popular comedy shows of all time, and I think it's fucking appalling. And I watch it and I think, what the hell is so funny about this?
Well, I'll probably take a leaf out of that book then. I do watch some TikTokers that are absolutely either just begging or they're just like getting hyped up because people are giving them coins, because I'm trying to work out why the fuck there are so many people watching, and I'm trying to work out why the hell people has given them, like, they're earning thousands for just saying like, oh my god, you've given me loads of money, like, what the fuck.
The one that I don't get is when you get some young person who just stares at the camera looking like they've just been fucking lobotomized with some text on the screen saying like, oh, isn't it weird how we get more tired as we get older. And it's like 2 million likes.
Is that? Have you put up a video recently, Boxy, that didn't do very well?
No, I'm just...
that you put lots
ranting.
Of time. Lots of time and effort in. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Not that I put lots of time and effort into my stuff, but more than starey over there. Anyway, let's get on to some gaming. What have you been playing over the last week or two?
Well, you'll be pleased to know that I have now got Expedition 29, or whatever it's called.
I know you're just doing that to wind me up.
I am going to play it next. I promised a few people. Because the problem with you is, now we've made this a thing on the podcast of like, oh, you love Expedition 33 and I don't know what the big deal is. Now people are hitting me up and saying, oh, you've got to play it next. You know, I'm really interested to hear what you think about it and that you can debate with Tom and stuff. So now there's this expectation on me to really enjoy it.
Oh, my God. Hello. My name is Boxy. I want to start a podcast that people will listen to and comment and start a discourse on. However, when people want me to play a game so they can have discourse, because they think it is an amazing game as well, they don't want me to play shit, I'm going to moan about it. Is that the crux of the argument?
It's just a lot of pressure. Like, what if...
you got to play a game? Okay.
If I turn around and say,
do you live in Gaza?
What? Where the fuck is
Do you live in Gaza?
No.
Well, then, really, is there any pressure?
Why have you put it like that?
I don't know. No. I just try to think, where's the wars or something happening at the minute? Oh, no, I've got to play what some people think is one of the greatest games of all time. Ooh, pressure.
Just appreciate the dilemma in our world, you know, our middle-class first world problems. Where, you know, I have to like this game, because if I don't like it and I turn around and say, actually, it didn't do a lot for me, people are just going to say it's fucking rage bait. So
what you're saying is either you'll play one of the best games of all time and you'll love it, or you'll make content on it that will get loads of views because people won't like your opinion.
Yeah, but I don't look for engagement just through annoying people.
Well, fuck, you could have caught, you could...
Anyway, so I've got Expedition 43 now, and that's the next on the line. But I have been playing a game which I had no interest in playing, but I am really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. It's Yakuza 3, of all things.
3? Is that PS2 era still?
PS3.
Oh, all right, okay.
So I picked up the Yakuza Remastered Collection, which has Yakuza 3, 4, and 5 on it. And I've played some of the Yakuzas in the past, and I've really liked them. And I thought Yakuza 3 gets a lot of hype and a lot of love, so I'm just going to try it. And I really, really like it. I mean, it's a Yakuza game. Like, they all play exactly the same. They're just bog-standard story-driven games where every 20 minutes you're thrown into a town and then given an excuse to beat people up. But they're just really good story. I mean, they're films that... They're just insanely good gangster stories with really well thought out characters, and they actually develop as the story goes on. I mean, they're long games. I think this one's about 20 odd hours and I'm nearly done with it. And to be fair, there's not a lot of gameplay. Like, aside from the brawling kind of gameplay, there's not a lot else going on except for all the fucking mini games that Yakuza games have. But I'm so invested in the story, so I'm not really too bothered about it. And now I want to play all of them, because I've only played Yakuza 0 and Yakuza Kiwami.
Yakuza Kiwami is the only one that I've played. That's the remake of number 1, isn't it? It's like the HD remake, whatever, of number 1. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But it was at a point where I was still trophy hunting. And when I finished it, there was, like you say, with all the mini games, there was going to be so much that I had to do that I sort of put it on the shelf. And in my head, I'm not playing Yakuza Kiwami 2 until I finished that one, and just never got back into them. But I always thought in my head, I know there's so many now, I might dip into, is it Like a Pirate? Which is Hawaii. The Hawaii bit more out there ones. And is there just Like a Dragon as well? It's been a few ones. So I do want to jump in, and I will probably stream. I think they'd be good games to watch streaming as well, because although it's like cinema, like you can watch it and stuff like that, but there are some out there and funny moments and daft stuff you can do with like the mini games. Come on then, give us, what is your favorite mini game?
I like the golf. I think the golf game is really good. I know I've moaned about sports games in the past, but like, I do enjoy golf as like a concept. So, and Yakuza 3 is like not completely stupid as like Yakuza 0 went or Like a Dragon went. Yeah. So the mini games are actually quite straightforward. There's karaoke as well, and everyone loves karaoke. Yeah. But the story revolves around you owning an orphanage and trying to save it from like land developers. Like, that's like the main plot. Right. Guess what the orphanage is called?
Oh.
What's the most inappropriate thing you can call an orphanage?
Kids R Us.
Morning Glory.
That's got that. Surely in translation, when they're talking about it, someone in a board meeting said, "Are we all just going to ignore the fact that children's orphanage is called Morning Glory?" And someone just went, yeah, leave it in. It'll be fine.
There's part of you like, because the Yakuza games are like equal parts really serious and equal parts fucking stupid. So part of me thinks like, yeah, they intentionally wanted to make that like a cheeky reference.
Yeah.
But yeah, and every now and then he says, I've got to save my morning glory.
Do you reckon it is just a translation thing and it's serious in Japan? Or do you reckon in the Japanese version it still means a morning erection?
I don't know. There's one for Google. Or maybe ChatGPT. Who knows?
I was going to say, go in incognito mode.
Yeah, so no, I'm really enjoying it. And to talking to your completion, because whenever I start a game, I look at howlongtobeat.com to see how much of my life it's going to take up. And Yakuza, the main story, it was said between kind of 17 and 20 hours. And I was like, that's okay. Guess what the completion is?
What, like the full 100% completion?
Yeah, in Yakuza 3.
So we're talking 20 hours, did you say, for the mainline story?
Yeah.
Full completion, I reckon, is going to be all the mini games and everything, then also probably like a new game plus, which would take it to at least sort of 40 or maybe even 50, because it'll probably be new game plus, it'll probably be like hard mode or something. I'd say 100.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I think I'll probably guess that because Kiwami's around 100 for, because you've got to like get the top score in every mini game and stuff like that for all the trophies. Ridiculous. Yeah.
And you have to, there's like a hostess club where you can be romantic with like the ladies in there.
Do you know what was really fun that there? Watching your face strain as you were trying to think of a nice way to put fucking, and you were like, did you say entertain the ladies? Was what you finished? Be romantic with the ladies.
Well, you go to this club and they say, who do you want to hang out with? And you have to choose a list of these women, and then you sit with them and then you talk to them, and then your love rating kind of goes up every time.
Yeah.
And there's like, I don't know, six girls or something. So the amount of time you must have to put into them to get close with them must be insane. But I don't fuck around with the mini games much. I just want to get on with the story. So
you say that, but I bet you, after you sent me that drunken message when you'd been out on a night out, came home, dark corner, and you whacked that karaoke on, and you karaoke'd to Japanese karaoke songs to your heart content. Tell me that's not true.
You caught me.
Yeah.
I did actually doing karaoke at the time.
Tell me the song. Tell me the song.
Material Girl, Madonna.
Right, let's move on to trivia.
Yeah, let's do it. okay. So I kind of went overboard a bit with the old introduction to trivia last time, so I've dialed it down a little bit this week. Ready?
Yep.
Da 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 da. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Aoma.
Aoma what? Who?
How am I supposed to know that?
I couldn't even get the knock knock joke right. You startled me by me knowing what you were going to say. Right. Come on, then. What's our trivia theme this week, Sir
Hang
Boxy?
I haven't introduced it properly yet.
Oh,
so,
right. Go on.
Yes, this is trivia. This is my favourite part of the podcast, where we find out whether Tom is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that Tormented Souls is a group of mentally disturbed fish. So, yes, we are looking at random trivia this time. I quite like the whole just variety pack general across the board. Let's just throw some general questions out there and see how Tom does.
What he means, listener, is he goes to ChatGPT and just says, give me 10 general knowledge questions about video games.
You know what? Like, in my honesty, I have tried that in the past, but literally their trivia is fucking shocking. It's like, who is a video game plumber? And even you'd figure that out.
Yeah, because right. You've got to learn how to use AI, right? Give me video game for someone who is blah, 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 with some of them really hard, some of them quite easy to get, some of them funny, blah, 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 blah. You've got to talk to AI. You've got to romance it like you're in Yakuza. You've got to bring it a gold watch and you've got to buy it some sushi. And then you take it to a karaoke bar and fuck it from behind.
Okay, that's a story. That took a dark turn.
Okay. Sorry.
So yes, we're just going broad in this week. So question one. Aside from
sorry.
You're right?
Yeah. Go.
Aside from Mario, which video game series has the most amount of titles, including spin-offs and exclusive foreign releases?
Exclusive foreign releases? Excluding... So I'm assuming Mario must be the answer normally to that question.
Mario's number one, yeah, but I thought that'd be too obvious.
Most games and spin-offs, there's one series that comes to mind straight away that I've not really played with much. I played like one of their games, but I do know there is a ridiculous amount of them. And I do know they have spin-offs. Dynasty Warriors?
Oh, no.
I know they've got like the Hyrule Warriors and Dynasty Warriors Extreme. Okay, then, so it's not that. Is it another a character with a lot of longevity like Mario?
Yes.
Right, okay. More than Dynasty Warriors, less than Mario. Games, and it can't be Sonic. Sonic's got a lot of games. And what do you class as a spin-off? Are them Pokemon?
I'm going to have to hurry you.
I'm going to go for Pokemon.
Okay, so Pokemon is number three.
Sonic?
No. This surprised me.
Okay.
It's Mega Man.
Really? Is that including like Mega Man Legends and all the other ones on the PS1 and stuff?
Mega Man X series. Mega Man had a ton of games just released in Japan as well.
Right. Okay.
But Mario has 250
Fuck
titles.
Me.
Mega Man has 130.
So it's quite a way behind. Well, saying that if you include in spin-offs, like you say Mario Party, Mario Tennis, I can see why they're up in 215 easy.
Yeah. Pokemon was third. Then it's Final Fantasy.
Oh, I didn't even think of Final Fantasy.
Oh, what a surprise. That's out of character for you. Okay, so you didn't get that one. Question two. Which actor in what film inspired the creation of Solid Snake?
It was It was Snake Plissken in... Escape from New York.
And the actor?
Santa. What's his name? He plays Santa. He married a famous actress. Give his initials.
KR. Kurt Russell.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Yeah.
There you go.
Kurt Russell. Yeah, because I said Iroquois because in Metal Gear Solid 2, Solid Snake is pretending, although it's clearly him, to be a Russian or an American soldier, and he says his name's Iroquois Plissken. So he uses the name as well there. Yeah, and if you ever seen Escape from New York, he has the eye patch like Big Boss and stuff does, and it's clearly him. If you look at the box art of the original Metal Gears, it's basically just ripped from the front cover of Escape from New York. And that and Escape from LA are great, like, cheesy action films. They're brilliant.
Yeah, they're good fun. Okay, so I'll give you that because you got most of it. Except
I got it all right.
You didn't get Kurt Russell.
You said which character in which movie? I got the character
in
the movie.
I said which actor in what film. But you got the character, so you kind of danced around.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So according to IMDb... Which video game has the absolute lowest rating?
On IMDb? I didn't know they did games.
Apparently.
So not a video game movie, like an actual video game.
Actual video game.
Lowest score ever. See, not all games are going to be on IMDb either. It's just going to be big titles. We'll go with the obvious one because they're not a video game known company. Is it E.T.?
Nope.
No. Is it a movie-based game?
Nope.
Is it offensive?
Nope.
Is it shit?
Yeah. No, it's the greatest game of all time. Got it wrong.
What I mean is it a shit game that's good? Like, we're not going Ride to Hell, Ride to Hell. Is it Ride to Hell Retribution? Ride to Hell.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Ride to Hell Retribution.
No. Is it Big Rigs?
You're getting closer.
I don't know. That's the thought. I'm tapped out on shit games.
It's Crazy Bus.
Is that the game for the SNES by Penn and Teller?
I think so. Or was Crazy... Yes. Or was Crazy Bus the one where... No, I think you're right. And it's the one where you can't just leave it because you'll drift off into the ditch.
Well, I didn't know the name of the game, but the game that Penn and Teller made for the SNES was a... you drive from somewhere to Las Vegas in the desert.
Yeah.
But you have to drive there in real time. It's like a 4 or 5 hour journey. And the bus does veer off to the left and the right. So like you said, you can't just leave it on and get there. And I think that's basically the game.
Pretty much.
I don't know why Penn and Teller made that though. There's no magic.
Hold on. I've got a feeling it's not that game though. I'm just looking it up. Hold on.
Great research as ever, or quiz master of ours. You don't even know the game. That's the answer.
Yeah, it's not. Hold on. I don't think it is the Penn and Teller game. It's pretty much the same. It's the same idea. You're driving buses in real time, but it's just fucking terrible.
Great. Anyway, great. Riveting podcasting this is. Next question, please.
We're figuring out as we go along. Just out of interest, you could also have had Donald Trump's real estate tycoon.
I wish I'd had that one. That sounds like the game that you made in your greatest games of all time that you can make yourself, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's officially the worst game ever.
My shit simulator.
Yeah.
Lowest rating, so both of these games got a 1.6. Which seems a bit high for me.
I'm sure if you brought a game out boxy, you'd get lower than that.
Thanks. Okay, let's flip this question on its head then. So according to Metacritic, which video game has the highest rating?
But why didn't we use Metacritic for the first one?
Because I couldn't get the information on that, so we're going with IMDb.
I'll go for... The one that's always the top of the list. It's Metacritic, isn't it? So it's all of them put together. It's got to be Ocarina of Time up there at the top.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
What do you know what number two is?
Number two? Is it a Rockstar game?
Nope.
N64 game?
Nope.
PS2 game?
Nope.
Ah. I don't know. No idea.
One that I really don't agree with, Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur is the second greatest game of all time.
Yeah, so Ocarina of Time achieved a score of 99 and Soul Calibur has got 98.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It might be a very good fighting game, but even when I hear people talking about fighting games, it'll always be Marvel vs. Capcom, Tekken, Mortal Kombat, Streets Fighter. Soul Calibur, I know of it, but it's never really mentioned up there. Oh, well, that's bullshit. Right, next question. Let's set the record straight on something else.
Fuck Metacritic. What do you think Metacritic would give us for this podcast?
Metacritic doesn't give scores. It gets all the scores from other places and puts them in.
Well, what do you think we'd get?
5 stars, because that's what we've got.
I think we'd have an even 55.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, come on.
Right. Last question.
That's so bad.
Which, or a 67, which is what the kids would say. Which iconic video game did Rockstar take heavy inspiration from to create the first ever Grand Theft Auto?
Race and Chase?
Nope.
No, wait a minute. Race and Chase was what it was going to be called, because there was problems in it. So what game was the first Grand Theft Auto heavily based on?
Well, heavily inspired from.
Inspired from. So is it a racing game?
No.
Oh. I don't know then. Because my understanding is Grand Theft Auto was originally made as a racing game or something. And they accidentally put like the aggressiveness of the other drivers like too high in the cordon. And it would chase them down rather than try and race and try and knock them out. And that gave them an idea of, oh, imagine if that was the cops and you're getting chased around the city.
If you think about the top-down view, they took a lot of inspiration from
SimCity?
Pac-Man.
Oh, Pop Pac-Man. All right.
Pac-Man. From the way that the cars move and how people chase you and things, which I thought was quite interesting.
That's a shit trivia question.
No, it isn't. That's
It
interesting.
it's interesting fact. It's an interesting like anecdote, but there's no way to, like, it's not a fact. It's not like a black and white. This is the answer. It's like an opinion or a one person at Rockstar played Pac said, "Oh, this would be like Pac-Man once." Oh, it's an answer.
Yeah, because that's how fucking facts work.
No, it's not.
Someone said,
It's
I
not.
took inspiration from this when designing this game. That means that that's the answer.
Have we got any more? Because there's
No.
oh good. Do the theme tune, let's move on.
So you scored one, two.
Right, because it was shit trivia. Shivia.
All right.
Yep.
Well done, either way. Let's close this out then, and we'll
Okay.
move on to the next shit.
Okay, let's go.
Da, 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 da. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I still.
I still who?
I still don't know the answer to that.
You're not even trying with the Macam accent anymore. Right, let's move on to something that might be half interesting. A few weeks ago, we have been ranking consoles. We've been ranking where we think the best consoles of the sort of our lifetime should go. We're not including the really terrible consoles and things like Atari Jaguar and stuff. I keep mentioning Atari Jaguar because there's a Retro Mega Muffin is someone I follow, and I asked him for some help on collecting some games once, and I said, "Oh, no crap consoles like the Atari Jaguar and blah blah," and didn't realize he had a massive Atari Jaguar collection, and I tagged him in the video. So, yeah, Atari Jaguar, shit. So, we started to rank our games consoles where we thought they would go. We had to do it, and we had to come to a compromise. We had to agree with each other where we thought they went, and this is where we have our list so far. Worst of all time at the bottom, we have Wii U. Then in the shit category, we have GameCube and Xbox One. Xbone. In okay or good, we have PS5, PS3, Xbox Series, the NES, and the OG Xbox. Then in the great tier, we have PS1, N64, PS4, Switch, Xbox 360. And in the top tier, super fantastic, we have SNES, PS2, and the Nintendo Wii. And if you want to listen to our understanding and why we came to those, go back and listen to a couple of episodes ago. You'll be able to see by the title. And what we're going to do is we're going to finish off today. We have some Sega consoles to put in. But before we start, Boxy, I've had a change of heart. I
What?
am not happy with Xbox 360 being in great and not being in super fantastic. If the SNES, the PS2, and if by God the Wii is in super fantastic, the Xbox 360 has to be there. The Xbox 360 came out the same generation as the Wii and is a far better console. And the reason I was inspired by this is you viewers. I've been looking at our comments on the Instagram. The Instagram page, the TikTok page. We haven't got much up there, but if you want to drop us a follow on them, 30 something gamers, the number 30 and something gamers, we are going to start growing on there as we get more followers on them. They agreed with me. People, I put out a video saying greatest consoles of all time, and so many people put 360 as their greatest console, and it is up there for me. So I have came before we start to say, can we move the 360 up to super fantastic?
First of all, who's they?
The gaming community.
Yeah, but how many?
Loads. Let me have a look at this videos. There's lo how many do you need? Enough. More than one. Is that
I just
enough?
want to make sure that this isn't just like one or two people who are saying this and not like every 'cause everyone turning on our decision on this. I mean, I will say this decision was made like 2 weeks ago, so it's a bit late, don't you think?
No, not because we didn't do this last week. If we'd done this last week, I'd have brought this to your attention then, but it would have been stupid to bring this to your attention when we weren't talking about it. Here's a one for you, Boxy. I'm going to ask for you to give me permission. But viewer, there's only one person in charge of the actual ranking with a mouse, and that's me. So by democratic decision, Xbox 360 has just purposely moved up to Super Fantastic.
You can do whatever you want, mate.
Yep. Thank you.
But so do you think it's earned it?
Yeah, I definitely think it's earned it. It's better than the SNES. It's better than the SNES and the Wii.
You could argue the Wii.
It's better than the SNES.
Oh, I would not say the SNES.
Oh, it is better than the SNES. Well, if you're saying it's better than the Wii, it's got to be up there. Because we agreed to put Wii in Super Fantastic.
Well, I said you could argue the Wii, so yeah, we can have that conversation.
It's better than the SNES as well, hands down.
No.
Yeah. Right, okay, let's move on. So, the first one we're going to do today is the Sega Master System. Have you played much of the Sega Master System at all, Boxy?
No, and for very good reason.
Why not?
Mate, this is shit tier, this is.
Why are you thinking shit?
Well, I mean, Sega didn't really get going until the Mega Drive. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, they have the worst box arts in existence.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
That whole, like, graph paper minimalist design, it's fucking terrible.
Have you seen the Master System Mark One as well? It's a horrible looking console.
No, I don't think I have. Oh, I mean, like, honestly, I forget about the Sega Master System. That's how forgettable it is.
Yeah. It was in my view, although I'm a little bit young for to be around when this was happening, it felt like NES had came out and reopened the door for video game companies and stuff to start to make profit and make good games. And Master System was like, oh, we want a bit of this, and sort of came out. But it was basically, like you say, the Mega Drive when they got going. See, now, I wouldn't put this in shit, but I'd probably put it in okay. But when we come to it, we're not ranking consoles like the Ouija or the Stadia and stuff like that. And if we were, I'd argue this should be in okay and they would be in shit. Mm-hmm. But seeing as we're just doing the big hitters, I can give you that, I think. I can give you that. The box art is woeful, with the graph paper and stuff on it. I do like the fact that they started to bring it with, like, a game built in. I thought that was quite cool. So if you just start my Master System without any cartridge in, Alex the Kid starts up. I think they later change it to Sonic. I think that's quite a cool thing. And there are good games on it. I've played a few. I've got Batman Returns for it. At the minute, I'm doing these videos online where Boxy's favourite Rage Bait, I'm starting every video with, I have the greatest video game collection in the UK. I haven't made many of them yet, but then what I'm going into is talking about what different collections are like, and I'm saying I think mine's the greatest because I'm going to have the biggest collection of games you can play on their native console, so I don't matter whether it's Platinum or the Special Edition or stuff like that. What's the best game for this console? You can come in my room and you can play it. And I'm going to basically jump around the different consoles and say, right, give us 5 games, 10 games I need to get for this system. And I'm going to get them. So hopefully end up actually building the greatest video game collection in the world.
So you're just, you know, going to get people angry by saying, I've got the greatest video game collection in the world. And people being like, oh, who is this big bollocks chatting all the shit?
Yeah.
And then you're just going to get their responses in, aren't you?
Yeah.
And then you're going to get people who are saying, oh, but you haven't got this, and you'd be like, a photo of you holding it up going, man, I have got this.
Basically, unfortunately, yeah, that's what the algorithm wants, and that's what the algorithm will get. But no, I'm going for a full PS2 and full 360 collection. I don't think there'll be many people have both of them in the UK anyway, and that builds up a big chunk of it. Anyway, we're going off track, so yeah, the reason I was mentioning that is because I've started with Master System and I've asked people to give us like the 5 best Master System games to play, and I've been having a little look at them. And probably Ninja Gaiden is really good on that system. I know it's good on the NES as well. But it does have some good games. But for me, our next console is where it started to get a little bit frisky, which is the Sega Mega Drive. Now, I do have on this tier list the Sega CD and the Sega 32X, but I don't think they count as consoles because for me they're add-ons.
Yeah, they are. They just latched onto the Mega Drive, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. And I wish I still had me 32X because I had one as a kid and it is worth a metric fuck ton of money at the minute. I used to play the worst version of Doom there is on my Mega Drive.
Is that the one that doesn't have any sound?
It does, but they've changed it. It's weird, and it had to be letterboxed. Even on an old CRT, it had to make it small and have a border around it for it to be able to run and stuff like that. And even I thought it was shit as a kid because I'd played it on my granddad's MS-DOS PC, so I knew what it could be. I know my feelings on this, and I'm sure the listeners who've listened to other episodes do. You were a Nintendo boy. I was a Sega boy. So we'll go to you first. If we weren't having a compromise, where do you think you would put the Mega Drive?
I mean, you can put it in the great tier if you wanted to. I mean, I don't think it belongs in the S tier. I think the only thing that the Mega Drive has over the Super Nintendo are the boxes. I think Genesis boxes are phenomenal.
But it's the only thing. There's some games on the Mega Drive that sound 100 times better than on the SNES.
Like what?
The sound chip and stuff. Even when you talk about some games where I don't know the games off the top of my head, but there are some games that are obviously Mega Drive exclusives, but there's some games that are on both consoles. It's got like a bassier, girthier sound chip, and it works well with sort of heavier, rocky songs and stuff that you have on there.
Yeah, but I mean, I can take or leave that.
Yeah, but you're just saying, so you're saying that the only thing Mega Drive had over SNES, which you've made us put in Super Fantastic, because I would have put it in Great, you're saying the only thing it has is box art, which it doesn't. It has sound. It has blast processing.
Right, explain to me and to the fans.
It's a marketing term that they used, and it doesn't actually mean anything. I was riling you up, and it worked. I've caught myself a Billy Bass. Anyway, there are so many games only on the Mega Drive, like the Sonic games, the Streets of Rage series.
Then flip that to Super Nintendo and look what they bring into the table.
But you're arguing, you're a little dainty little fanboy in the corner with his arse out letting Mr. Nintendo enter at great speed. I'm more of a mature, I've got me whiskey and a cigar, debating, taking my rose tinted glasses off, and I would have ranked SNES and Mega Drive the same, but you're still holding on to a 30 odd year old sort of warfare because you're still a little child inside.
But let's not mince words here. Out of that console wars, the Super Nintendo categorically won.
No, from the Sega Saturn onwards, Sega Saturn Dreamcast, they won. But I'm talking, as again, especially from someone in the UK, where I think Nintendo obviously dropped the balls for that. I feel like Mega Drive was king in the UK, Sonic the Hedgehog, Sega, compared to Nintendo. Why do you not think that?
Because just if you think about people's nostalgia with video, not even nostalgia, just people's connection to video games, where we are now to where we were a few years ago, that connection to the Super Nintendo is still there. Like Mario Kart.
So you've got that people like me still have a connection to the Mega Drive and Sega over a company that went bust and hasn't really been doing anything. The Sonic the Hedgehog games, since the early series games, have been shit. Sonic Mania was good. I did like Sonic Generations as well. They have been shit. The spin-offs they've tried to do, the All-Star Racing, shit. But I still have that feeling of nostalgia for the console. Oh, yeah, we still hold on to Mario. Yeah, you've had Mario 64. You've had Mario Galaxy. Because you've had that first-party thing being created the whole time. So, yeah, you've got that, but you're saying like you're holding on from it from then. There's been stuff to keep that love and that fandom going on with it. With Mega Drive, there hasn't, but I still have that love for the games and the console.
But do you not think that because of the marketing was so important, I think, for that time, and because they went out What Sega does, not Nintendo don't. Okay, wonderful marketing, fantastic. That give that guy a raise. But they got in people's heads to say that this is so much better than the Super Nintendo when it actually wasn't.
But what do you mean by wasn't?
It just wasn't. They you, basically
can't,
said,
your argument can't be it just wasn't.
No, they turned around and they were saying blast processing sounds better, does all this. It's like, okay, fine, but what about the games? What are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, like, but I've mentioned games that didn't come out. I've mentioned games that came out on both, like Aladdin, that were far superior on the Mega Drive.
Yeah, but weigh them all together and Super Nintendo categorically kicked their ass.
No, because you just don't know. Because you've
what do you mean? I don't know.
Because you've not played very many Mega Drive games.
I have.
You have not.
What have they got? Okay, let's list them. Uh-huh. Come on, get your pencil out.
Right, the Sonic the Hedgehog series.
Right, Sonic the Hedgehog series. Fair enough.
Yeah, Streets of Rage series.
Sorry.
Streets of Rage 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, Streets of Rage.
Okay, Golden Axe. Final.
Golden Axe. Okay. Scraping the barrel there, Golden Axe, okay.
Well, scraping the barrel, but people still love Golden Axe this day.
Okay. Echo the Dolphin.
Yeah. It was a bad game.
What else?
Rystar. Alien Soldier.
I'm not listing that.
Comic Zone.
No.
Why are you not listing them? These are great games. You don't and you don't know them, so you can't say that the SNES has a better better library of games when you just say, no, I don't know that game. Well, then how do you know?
No,
tell me a game that's better than Comic Zone, then. Tell me a game.
I am not saying I don't know these games, but these are not iconic, pioneering titles.
Yeah, but you say that, but give me some from the SNES.
Give
me from the SNES.
Sit back. Sit back and let me educate you. Mm-hmm. Donkey Kong Country. Super Mario World. The Final Fantasy games. Mate, you should know this.
the first few Final Fantasy games until they got to 6 was shit.
What makes you say that?
Because I've played them.
Because you didn't
shit.
Like them.
This is exactly your argument against my games, because you don't like them.
Earthbound.
Earthworm Jim.
Mario Kart. F-Zero. Castlevania 4.
Castlevania Bloodlines.
Castlevania 4 was better.
Some people argue Castlevania Bloodlines is one of the best games in the Castlevania series, and it was on Mega Drive.
You say so. Yoshi's Island.
Toe Jam and Earl.
Are you going up against fucking, I don't know any boxers. Me. Right.
Yeah, but you're saying like Yoshi, like it's Yoshi's an iconic character, but he's not a like even the Yoshi game on the N64 is shit. It's a kid's baby game.
I'll give you Yoshi's story is shit, but Yoshi's Island is not.
Well, fucking fuck off.
Trust me, you are drowning in this argument.
I am not putting, okay, because you're talking about it's Donkey Kong. It's a series that's still known down there. There are so many games on that, like I say, like just picking random ones, like Dynamite Heady is a great platformer. Never advanced any further, but that doesn't mean on its own it's not a great game.
Contra,
it's on the Mega Drive. Probably sounds better.
All of them.
Well, they're not all on the SNES, are they? Because there's some on the NES.
I had Contra 3.
Contra Hardcore. Hard Corps? I think it was 3. I think they just renamed it for the cool kids on the Mega Drive. RoboCop versus Terminator? What a game. See, what you're laughing at? That is, essentially, an amazing game. And from back in the day, the sound, how it played, how it looked was amazing. So why are you sniggering?
Kirby.
Alright. Alright. I'm 4 years old and I want to suck something off.
Okay.
I've never played a Kirby game in my life. Oh, what should we have as a character? Well, should we just draw a pink fucking circle who sucks things? All right,
not
class.
Man Kirby.
Fuck Kirby.
SimCity.
SimCity came out on the Mega Drive.
And the SNES.
Great. theme park. No, it is not going in a tier underneath SNES. There's two options you've got. SNES drops down to great with Mega Drive, or Mega Drive moves up to Super Fantastic with SNES.
You know what, Tom? Just fucking do one. I don't care. Like, put it in S tier then.
It's going there.
We're not.
Do you know what it is? Right, go right, listeners, go back a couple of episodes and listen to Boxy say that Snez has to go in Super Fantastic, and listen to how magnanimous I am. And I go, I completely agree. I'm not a Snez fanboy. I'm not a Nintendo fanboy, but I understand its place and I understand your nostalgia with it. I will agree and we'll put it there. Same with a lot of other consoles. Soon as I come to one that I think should be up there.
I mean, we can keep going if you want. Super Metroid, Link to the Past, for Christ's sake.
Story of Thor, great game.
Pardon?
Story of Thor.
Story of Thor. You're comparing Story of Thor to A Link to the Past.
Similar type of game, yeah.
If anyone wants to...
it's called Beyond Oasis if you listen in the States. Although I doubt anyone's listening to two old men shout about Sega and Nintendo anymore.
Turtles in Time.
We had the Hyperstone Heist.
Mega Man.
I don't like Mega Man.
Mega Man X. Chrono Trigger.
Right, Secret we're going to move on. We're going to move on.
No, we're not going to move on.
Fantasy Star, Shining Force.
I am hammering a point home. You are listing games which have their place, fair enough, but they are not
Boxy,
icons.
We have the fucking Nintendo Wii in Super Fantastic. The Mega Drive is going there. Right.
Okay.
We haven't got long left, so Sega Saturn, shit.
Yeah.
Right, Dreamcast, is Dreamcast shit or okay? Because it did have some good features and stuff like that. But it did die on its fucking arse.
It did. I think if they put a bit more thought behind it. I mean, they had some. They had Shenmue. They had Sonic Adventure 2. They had Jet Set Radio.
Yeah. They've got some good games and things that they try to do. The VMU, I think, it was a really cool idea to have the memory card with a little screen on and you could take it around and play games. They were the first console really to do online play. I feel a little bit like it was ahead of its time. But that's not why they lost.
Do you remember Seaman, the game?
Yeah, that is someone from my community asks for it every time I do a collection stream. Have you got Seaman? Have you got Seaman? Like, no, I haven't. I've not got Seaman. But for me, the big fuck up with Dreamcast was releasing Mega Drive did great. Oh shit! Let's release the Sega CD, the 32X, the Sega Saturn, the Dreamcast in such a small window without proper advertising. It just was always going to so. Where are you thinking? I mean, to go back to and play some of the games now, I wouldn't put it in shit. But at the same time, there are some games I would enjoy to play on the GameCube, and we've got that in shit.
I think it...
Well, let's have a look. Here's the other consoles we've got in shit. GameCube, Xbox One, Master System, Sega Saturn.
I'd potentially move GameCube up to good, and I'd put Dreamcast in shit. If you
I'll give
up,
you that.
Like,
I agree. When I'm looking at the other consoles next to shit now, the game one of these things don't look like the other, and it's definitely the GameCube needs to move up there. So I've got a little surprise for you because we've put all our consoles in there,
okay.
And I didn't think we'd argue much about the Mega Drive as we did. So we are running out of time. But at the minute we have worst of all time is Wii U, then shit is Dreamcast, Xbox One, Master System and Sega Saturn. Okay or good is PS5, PS3, Xbox Series, NES, OG Xbox and GameCube. Great is PS1, N64, PS4 and Switch, and super fantastic we've got SNES, PS2, Wii, 360 and Mega Drive. But I thought, why the hell have we got a worst of all time but not a greatest of all time?
PS2.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is all she wrote. There's one other console I could argue against it, but I know for a fact, Boxy, you would never back the Xbox 360 against the PS2. And there's a reason I'm collecting a full PS2, an Xbox 360 collection. And for me, they're the two greatest consoles of all time. Just came out when gaming was amazing. And yeah. I think for you, you're the same Boxy with the PS3. Gaming was still amazing in that era, but you had the PS3, so that's your Xbox 360, isn't it? But I think we can all agree, PS2 at that time, the variety of games, the fact it was a DVD player, the jump up from PS1, it just, there's been no game in a console in a generation that was so good on like every metric you could probably measure it on.
Yeah, I think for the time, the step up from the last generation was so big, and the third-party support was fantastic. They were really experimenting. They were trying a lot of new things, and so many good titles came out of it. So it has to be the PS2.
Well, there we go. After an episode where we just argued for most of it and ran over time, a nice little agreement at the end of our console rank. And in the comments, let us know, do you agree with what we put on? Argue, shout at us. Put loads of comments on if you don't, because that'll please the algorithms. We'll also put a picture of the list that we have up on our Instagram and our TikTok. So if you want to follow us on 30-something gamers, 30-something gamers, on those, you can have a look and you can shit all over them there as well, because no one will agree with us. We know that. So let's finish off our lovely episode with our lovely video game buster. Now, I gave a cryptic clue to Boxy last week for a video game title, and he's had a week to have a sit and have a think of it to see if he knows what it is, same as you guys have. So let's have it again and see if he has got it. The clue was, the Mafia's leader can always open up people's hearts to a line of levity and joy following each other. Do you have a clue at all, Boxy?
No, I mean, the first... word Godfather, but other than that, line at the end, maybe conga.
So you think it's Godfather leader
conga, yeah, something like that.
Oh, you're so close. You've got half of it.
Godfather leader con Godfather leader. Have I got the first half?
No,
leader conga.
Well, if we think a line of levity and joy following each other is the conga, isn't it? It's lots of people happy following each other. That's a conga line. It's a conga. So the first part, the Mafia's leader can always open up people's hearts. We've already run over time, so I can't give you any...
Donkey Kong. Conga.
No, Donkey Kong.
Don, key
to your heart, conga.
Conga.
Yeah, because there was a Donkey Kong game where you had conga drums.
There was.
Yeah, so I thought of that one. So it was Don's key to conga, which was Donkey Konga.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was a good one. That was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, we sort of helped each other through that.
Well, I knew the answer, so I wasn't really helping you. You weren't really helping me. So, this next one is a lovely one, and it is definitely a little bit of you, Boxy. You ready?
Go for it.
Oi, Perry, can I lick your arsehole?
Kevin?
Is that the name of someone in your past that's licked your arsehole? Do you have PTSD? Just a little...
Kevin and Perry.
Oi, Perry! Can I lick your arsehole?
Rim.
So, thank you very much. I can't have you. We're running out of time, man. By the way, listeners, we are trying to get our episodes down to about 40 to 50 minutes max, but we can't stop. I don't know in the edit whether this is going to be, but all I'm going to say is thank you. It was all Boxy's fault for not agreeing that Mega Drive should have been on a parity to Nintendo's Super Nintendo console, and that he was just wearing his rose-tinted wanktacles. Thank you very much for tuning in, and hopefully we will catch you on the next one.
See you on the next one.